The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home. Northumberland County Reality Realty is on the air. We are Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show. We will talk about all things real estate. We have a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I am Dave Smith, certified home inspector. He is Dale Bryant, real estate broker.
Thank you, Dave.
This microphone's giving me some trouble here, Dale. There. Very professional. I wanted to start off the show on a professional note. Our guest today is the owner of an interesting company here in Northumberland County, Premier Mobility, serving Northumberland County and beyond. Mr. Bodan Clufus is his name. Premier Mobility specializes in providing mobility alternatives to clients with various limitations. They offer a wide range of items, including power-operated vehicles, scooters, wheelchairs, stair lifts, ramps, and things as diverse as hospital beds and canes and crutches and walkers and all, above all, incredible service. Bodan's going to talk to us about that today. And what else have we got, Dale?
Well, Dave, if you're about to sell your home and you're thinking about the home inspection, it could be intimidating having somebody come in and thoroughly look through your home for any faults, any issues that need to be repaired. So, Dave, you will be doing How to Survive Your Home Inspection Part 4. Mm. Did you like that?
I can find the drama building as we move through the process of this. I think it's just building and building. People are very excited.
Absolutely. Well, it's an important thing, and I'm sure it's intimidating for those who know that third-party inspector is coming through. We're also going to take a look at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. Our listeners in Northumberland County are likely amongst the most educated real estate consumers in all of Canada.
Because we've shared our minds with them?
Absolutely. Because we have shared the residential market. We have shared the mortgage rates. We have shared home inspection and all our guests. And we're going to do points to ponder, Dave.
Wow, you really built it up there. Okay, how to survive your home inspection. And I'm just going to just stop it right there and say, I hate it when I hear the expression pass or fail a home inspection. I saw it recently on a blog and a realtor blog, and I hate to see that. You don't pass or fail a home inspection. Just want to throw that out there. So we're going to talk about how to survive your home inspection.
And it is how to survive your home inspection, not your home inspector, right?
No, that's right. I don't know how to respond to that. Every week I'll pull from my list of the most common items that are found during my inspections. Many of them are vital, many of them are minor or even trivial, but in my experience, as they start adding up during the inspection, a buyer can start feeling overwhelmed and maybe even concerned about buying your house, because it's not always just about the major issues. Sometimes it can just be the entire, the volume of the amount of things that need to be done, and that does vary by buyer. Therefore, the more items you can reduce on a home inspection report, the better. So this one here is a biggie, and I was perusing through my list, and I came up with this one because I had recent experience on this, and that is remove or crate your pets. There's any doubt that a home inspection, as Dale referred to earlier, is a stressful time in your home for everyone, but it is also a very stressful time for your pets as well. In fact, maybe more so. Couple that with a stranger in the house opening every door, turning on every light, every fan, and from a pet's perspective, chasing them from room to room, which is the way it would appear to a pet from the stranger. Now think of the home inspection professional and their concerns about the fear level of that pet and the possible reaction to it. Dogs and cats can react poorly in a strained situation, or if they feel they're threatened or trapped, which is exactly what the home inspector may be doing or at least through the process of the home inspection. Of course, you as the owner, you know your pet, but you don't know them the way I do, which is not at all. Okay, I don't know anything about your pet. You'll say the pet's friendly. You'll say, but I often have situations where I'll have this come up where the owner is there, and they'll say, I've never seen him react this way. And that's kind of the point. You don't know how they're going to react with a stranger wandering through the home. I've opened up a garage door recently to find a very quiet, very large dog standing quietly in the dark. And that really knocked me because, number one, I left the door, had the door wide open. That dog could have run out, but he was just sitting there in the dark. And the only thing scarier than a loud barking dog is a quiet, silent dog sitting in the dark, because those are the ones you really want to be afraid of. When I did eventually get into the home, I found a note to be careful of the dog in the garage.
Okay? Nice timing.
It didn't do me any good at all. But and for the dog, too. I love animals. I love dogs especially. But I've also had a situation recently where I unplugged what appeared to be an air cleaner on the kitchen counter in the process of me testing the receptacles, part of my inspection. I unplugged what appeared to be an air cleaner on the kitchen counter to test the receptacle, only to have the homeowner freak. She panicked because that was actually the alarm collar for the dog that was out in the yard.
Oh, an invisible fence?
An invisible fence. But it literally looked like a high-end air cleaner. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what this thing was. I would never expect to find it on the kitchen counter. And how terrible for the dog, and how could I know? Because evidently when the power was shut off, it actually can alarm, in this particular one, it can actually shock the dog. So, I didn't know this coming in, but, you know, these are the sort of things that you want to keep in mind. If the dog or the cat hadn't been there, it wouldn't have been an issue. Cats love to escape. They love to wait by that door waiting for you to open it up. And if a home inspector is carrying all that equipment in, ladders and bags and all the stuff we have to carry, I will not know that the storm door stays open a crack or the cat can knock the screen out of the upstairs window. So please remove or crate your pets if you're going to have a home inspection. That will be how to survive your home inspection this week.
Thank you, Dave. Let's take a look at a snapshot now of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. So are you wondering how many homes have sold over the past month? Well, there's been 128 residential listings sold over the past month, so that's significantly lower than the previous few weeks. Listings for sale today, how much inventory is on the market in the residential Northumberland market? There are 423 homes presently listed on our board. Over the past year, the average listing price of residential real estate here has been approximately $307,000, and those homes have been selling on average for approximately $297,000. So people are receiving on average 97% of their asking price, and the market time, the time it takes to sell these homes, has remained the same for a number of weeks. So we're averaging 75 days to sell a home. Those priced right, those that actually are successful in selling. So I use some of these statistics and I figure out an absorption rate to find out, are we in a buyer's market? Are we in a seller's market? Is the market balanced? And the absorption rate this day is 30%, and it is a seller's market still. It's far into the seller's market area. These statistics come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. And if you're interested in buying or selling a home, this information will be of interest to you. Talk to your realtor and find out the information like this that's specific to your price band or the type of home you're looking for. Dave, mortgage rates today. The mortgage rates come to us from mortgage broker Carolyn Bryant here on Elgin Street in Coburg. And the best 5-year fixed is still at 2.54%. And the best 5-year variable is at 2.05%. Still excellent rates.
So what about this news we're hearing about this big news that may be coming down? I think they're talking about next week possibly. Is there any indication maybe of whether that means they're going up or going down, or you're in with the guys down on Bay Street. What's going to happen, Dale? Are you allowed to reveal that?
Well, you know, the funny thing about that, you know, is a trap. When you ask me that, it's a trap.
I like to make you feel a little fidgety.
Because I've seen for years and years and years economists, and maybe the majority of economists are predicting things are going to go a certain way, and then they go in the opposite way.
Right.
And then the economists, the very next day, they come out and they announce why things went the way they did, as though they knew all along. So I really don't want to fall into that trap, Dave.
Oh, man, I like to trap you. But okay, I'm going to move on to Reality Realty's points to ponder. I picked up this great article from bobvila.com. It was called 9 Questions to Ask Before You Buy a Fixer Upper. And of course, I can't leave anything as it was. So I'm going to, all due respect to Bob Vila, I'm going to pare it down and call it 6 points to ponder. So what I've done is I've kind of melded the two together, Dale.
Is there anything that existed from the original article that's here now?
It depends. I'll let you be the judge of that. 6 points to ponder before buying a fixer-upper. Did you watch Bob Vila back in the day there, Dale?
I think I might have seen part of a couple shows.
He was old school, man. He was the granddaddy of them all, and before home renovation shows were cool. Are they considered? They're cool in my eyes. I don't know if they're considered cool out there in the world. But
I love home renovation shows. I like those flip shows.
It certainly wasn't as polished as today's shows. But
how about Million Dollar Listing? You ever watch that dysfunctional show?
We should do a show on that show. Anyway, 6 points to ponder before buying a fixer upper, and this is good stuff. It actually is good stuff. Number one, making the decision. Buying a home that needs renovation can be a great idea, but you got to be prepared for the time consuming commitment, and it is a huge one. Be prepared to spend your weekends sanding and staining and your weeknights priming and painting, and I'm talking for a while. I've done this, and it's a big, big, big job. And frankly, the only thing that's beneficial about making this decision is the absolute blatant ignorance that you probably have when you make it. Because if you knew what you knew, you wouldn't do it. But nonetheless, make that decision and know what you're doing. Is the house ugly? And this is bordering on your stuff there, Dale. If the house
you're
is
always
ugly,
bordering on my stuff.
If they're cosmetic, that is the things that need to be done. The opportunities for building equity within this home. If they're cosmetic, and these are little details that make the house prettier, like painting or replacing the bathroom sink. That's one thing. You want to look for houses with tiny glitches, things that won't cost a lot of money and won't require a lot of contractors. Is that fair, you think? From the opportunity to maybe build that house up and build equity, if you've got to bring in third parties and you got to start writing those big checks, it's something you really want to think
about. You got to get that place for a good price.
Is it in the budget? If you're pooling every last penny for that down payment, you won't have much left over for home renovations. So you might better off buying a house that's livable as it is. And that is whether or not you really should be doing this. Get your number and then add 20%. There will always be extra expenses when it comes to renovations and bringing in third parties, no matter how carefully you plan. They call it a contingency on a lot of these shows, and they're absolutely right. Does the house have structural damages? In my opinion, this is a game changer. From a home inspection perspective, this is a game changer. If the problems are structural, you may want to pass completely on this home if you're thinking of doing a fixer-upper, especially if you're new to home repair. Fixing these will be expensive and time-consuming, so think hard before you close on a house that's not structurally sound. Will it test your relationship? Buying a house is stressful. Throw in a renovation on top of that, and the strain can sometimes be too much for some couples. A lot of new couples move into fixer-uppers. They can be tough on a relationship if you're trying to figure out those difficult things that have big implications on your finances and how you want to spend your life. And think of the children. You and your partner may see the long-term benefits, but the kids may not, and they're right in there. They're part of the package when it comes to the mess and the changes in the house, the water not running in the bathtub. Are your expectations realistic? Remember, that's not really reality TV. You may end up with a disaster episode. If you plan ahead with your time, money, and resources, your hard work could really pay off. But there is a ton of work, and are you up to it? 6 points to ponder before buying a fixer-upper. Reality Realty's points to ponder.
You know that was 7 points, right?
Well, we were also over a minute.
No, just made you look. Anyways, Dave, structurally, do you happen to know any good contractors that would take care of structural issues in a home?
Well, step one,
foundational.
Would be, step one, frankly, Floodings. My advice would be to get a structural contractor or a structural engineer to come in and give you an idea. The focus and the scope of the work is step one, certainly, in the buying transaction.
So do you?
Yes.
Do you know?
I do.
Okay, after the show, we need to talk.
We will.
We need to talk. You're listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, Truly Local Radio. Join Dave and me right after this short break, and we'll be talking to Bodan Kloufis from Premier Mobility in Grafton.
ExploreNet is proud to offer Northumberland County residents fast, reliable, high-speed internet today. Plus, with brand new LTE service on the way, we will be offering download speeds up to 25 megs and 500 gigs of data. Yep, you heard that right. City speeds and data with plans starting at around $50. ExploreNet offers affordable, high-speed internet that connects you to what matters. Call your local ExploreNet dealer, United TV in Coburg, to hear more. 905-372-6831.
The story you are about to hear is true. Ed White, you saved this guy $20,000?
I fixed his refrigerator.
And?
So his wife doesn't need a new one. She doesn't get a new fridge. She doesn't need a whole new kitchen to go with it. I saved him $20,000.
Save big bucks. Call Ed White Appliance Service in Port Hope, 885-7109.
Yes, it is worth fixing.
Welcome back to Reality Realty, Northumberland County's Real Estate Talk. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith broadcasting to you live in the studios of Northumberland, 89.7 FM.
A warm Reality Realty welcome to our guest today, Bodan Kloufis, owner of Premier Mobility in Grafton, operating out of Grafton, but certainly servicing the entire Northumberland County and beyond. Bodan, it's great to have you here today. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, welcome, Bodan. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about Premier, your company, Premier Mobility, please?
Sure, I'd love to be able to do that. I just feel that there are so many important things to discuss today, but we're going to be narrowing it down to a few topics. But yes, Premier Mobility and Home Healthcare Products. I live in Grafton, Ontario with my beautiful family, with my two young kids and my lovely wife. We've been out here for spending our summers for many, many years, and we moved here last summer, and we're having a ball.
Excellent. So you would visit Coburg regularly?
Yes, we did. We actually spent a lot of my summers as a child just outside of Coburg and in Grafton. As the years went on and our kids came along, we decided what a beautiful area to be able to live in. So we decided to lock, stock, and barrel, move out here. And we've been here since last summer, and very excited to expand my business out to the area. I think there's a need for what we're about to talk about.
So, Bodan, what does Premier Mobility do? How do they serve the community?
How the business evolved, at the end of the day, it is a business, but I call it I spend a great deal of my time educating. Premier Mobility and Home Healthcare Products, primarily what we do, we supply devices and accessibility equipment to those with limitations in their mobility. So when the business sort of first started out, there was a need for people to be able to have access to devices. But what I decided to do a little bit differently is that typically you would have to go to a bricks and mortar store mm-hmm. to be able to gain this equipment. And what I found early in the research of before I sort of hung up the shingle was that people weren't able to get to a store. So what I have is I've got several vehicles on the road, and I call it a fully equipped mobile showroom. So what we're able to do is go directly to the client's home, and working with the family, we can determine what kind of equipment would be best utilized, and they are able to do this in the comfort of their own home. So we're able to bring the equipment right there, and they can test it and use it, and not have to count on a friend or a relative or a transit company or a neighbor to get them to a physical store. So narrowing it down, if somebody needs a wheelchair, then I can bring in several types of wheelchairs, and there are very many types out there, come right to the home, and they can try it out right there.
Well, there's some irony. I mean, certainly there's been some service providers in your field for many, many years, but there is some irony to the idea of You know, here's a family or an individual that's been faced with mobility issues, and sometimes one of the hardest things to do is to get out there to those places and do that. So what impressed me most about your business and the way you approach your business is the idea of service first and going to the home of the family or the individual to see what you can do to help them. Certainly, this is a stressful time. It's a huge change in a lot of people's lives. Psychologically, there are some challenges too. You know, maybe going out in public and letting, you know, seeing the challenges that they face. So I think that's a wonderful aspect of your business. And frankly, it's one of the reasons that we wanted to have you in here today. So a client's faced with a very quick decision. Someone in their family has the reality of some new physical challenges, whether it be, you know, a medical issue or an accident, challenges that are not going to go away soon, if ever. As a family, you've decided to let them stay with you until you can get things sorted out. So you're going to have mom or dad come and live at your home. What's their first step if they wanted to try to make that home more livable, and they have to change their life and in a way physically change their home to meet the new demands of the challenge that this person or people feel or are faced with? What's their first step?
Well, one of the going back to what I said earlier was that one of the unique aspects about what we do is we're able to go directly to the home, so we're able to have a look at the space in which the people would all be moving in together or fixing up, and a great deal of what I do, how it's evolved, is it's education. So you're going into the clients' homes and you can have a look around to see what they may need. And I referred earlier to the fact that you can supply somebody with a wheelchair because there's two aspects to it. You're planning for the future, or there's something that suddenly happens and somebody right. wants to be able to move in. So what happens is it's sudden and there's so much information that is lacking. So you're able to go in there and help educate the family and the people that are moving in to see what options are available. So it's one thing to potentially get a walker or a wheelchair, but one thing that I found, you go into the client's home, you supply them with a wheelchair, but that wheelchair won't fit through right. the kitchen door. It won't fit right to go right. into the bathroom, and it won't even fit into the bedroom. So what happens then is you do a complete home evaluation, a home safety evaluation. You take a look at the whole thing. So then you have to work sometimes very closely with, if I refer to it as a sudden departure from a hospital. Something happens suddenly and you're having to work with occupational therapists. So what we do is we work with all parties involved to make sure that the client can go to this home and cohabitate with whoever they may be going into. And really the outlying aspect of all this is that aging in place is what people want to be able to do. In a Globe and Mail survey of over 2,000 people that were surveyed over 65, overwhelmingly, 82% of the people said they want to stay in their own homes. So all of a sudden, in addition to having fallen, unfortunately, is that you all of a sudden, you can't just, somebody gets admitted to a hospital and then you tell them, okay, we've got to move you into a one-bedroom apartment. Well, no, I want to be in my own home. So what we do then is we're able to consult with everybody and be able to work with all parties to make sure that the home is accessible, it's safe, and all parties can live together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we all have to be, I mean, I'm on the, what is considered the tail end of the baby boom generation as it's known at my age. So that means the majority of the baby boom generation is ahead of me, is older than me. So this is a reality of people and the aging of their parents and frankly, the aging of the baby boom generation as well. I've seen some TV shows of, you know, you get these big renovation shows where they're actually designing a home or building the home to meet the needs of a child or someone that has it. And it's incredibly dramatic how many things in a home have to be changed beyond the grab bars or so many other aspects that come to mind immediately when you think of it, that, you know, there's just the width of doorways, and we talk about building code and these aspects, but there's the other end of it too. There's so many working pieces on the chessboard here. Hospitals being what they are and healthcare concerns and costs being what they are, they don't want you in a hospital any longer than when you no longer need hospital care. As soon as they can get you out and make that bed available, they do. So, you know, you're faced with this challenge as a family, not only the individual, but as a family, you're trying to get all this information processed. and you're dealing with the person in the hospital. But within 3 to 4 days sometimes, you're now faced with this person, and you're now the primary caregiver, and you haven't even had time to think of all of these things. So having someone come to your home just to take some of that stress off and to try to guide you through this process is extremely valuable. It's extremely valuable.
So, Beaudin, you mentioned about entrances, doors, and, you know, getting a wheelchair or a walker through them, so widening doors. What other things do you look at when you do consultation?
Sure. Well, there are four main aspects to the home. You look at all the possible stairways, you look at the kitchen, you look at the bathroom, and you look at the outside. Those are the sort of the four main areas that you have to have a look at. And these are all very key. So if you want to start with the outside, if you're going to be having to use a wheelchair or a walker, then you're going to have to build a ramp.
Right.
So you have to build that ramp to the outside, and some of the things that we're going to be talking about here, I guess from a real estate perspective, some of the options that are available to people to build these ramps, there are aluminum ramps available forever, and they can be folded up and they can be removed. So there's an aesthetic component, and there's a real practical component.
Right.
So an aluminum ramp may not look as aesthetically pleasing as a beautiful, you know, decking type of a ramp. Mm-hmm. But the nice thing about these aluminum ramps is the kinds that we're able to install. They can fold up. You can add. You can change them around. You can change the angle of it. Right. And quite often what's happened is, to talk about the ramp real quickly, is we're able to take part of that ramp and take it up to the summer cottage for the summer.
Right.
So people can use it. So when they can spend the summer with the family, you alluded to, Dave, many of us are part of the sandwich generation, where we still have our own kids that are off to university, but we also have to take a look at our parents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So quite often, if they're sort of confined to their home over the winter months, they want to be able to spend some time at the cottage. So that's one thing. But the outside, we want to also talk about easy to operate door locks. That's part of the outside part of that safety evaluation. You have additional light fixtures around the exterior that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
You also have, you mentioned the widening of the doorways, and also swing door hinges on doorways. Those are some of the immediate things that come to light as far as the outside goes. Then as you're moving inside, then you have the stairways. That would include having to amend handrails. You can use motion-activated lighting. You have to think about relocating of light switches. Sometimes they have to be moved down a little bit.
Right.
So can I just ask the question then while you're in the middle of that? Because we're going to touch on some of the specifics of that when we get back from the break. But would it be would you feel that a bungalow that's on ground level may be a better choice if you're making a choice of making a move? Do you find in your business that bungalows that maybe don't have to deal with stairs right off the bat is an easier solution, so you don't have to make as much adaptation right out of the gate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is definitely what the 65 and plus are moving into, the population 65 and over. However, I just want to caution that, as I had a very sort of heartwarming story just a couple of months ago, where I met with a couple that were living in their home just north of here, in Gore's Landing. And what happened was that they hadn't seen the second floor of their home in over 3 years. And we were able to have, so they moved literally their main bedroom into the living room. And what happened was, after a thorough consultation and several visits and comfort level, we installed a very cost-effective a stair lift. Actually, we put two because it was a 90-degree. There's 14 stairs going up and then a landing and then another seven stairs. And then we were able to put in a stair lift, and they're now using their full home.
That's awesome.
That they hadn't seen in a very, very long time.
Yeah, that's absolutely great news. So was the bedroom moved upstairs again?
Everything was, we
got their house back.
Essentially, they got their house back, and now they were able to entertain their whole family on the main floor.
That's great. Well, when we come back, we'll continue to talk with Beaudin Clufus, owner of Premier Mobility in Grafton, and we're going to talk some more about improving your home for disability and mobility concerns.
This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89th Radio, and our guest today is Beaudin Clufus, owner of Premier Mobility. Please stay with us.
Join me, Aaron Walsh, Tuesday morning at 8:45, as we remember our local heritage on Discovering Yesterday. We'll tell stories of local events from days gone by, from Port Hope through Campbellford, Coburg to Trent Hills, and points in between. That's Discovering Yesterday, Tuesday morning on The Morning Show with Jim Glover, right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
Steel Dealer Days have landed. The perfect time to shop for the number one selling brand of handheld power equipment in Canada. With blowers starting at $179.95, grass trimmers $139.95, and chainsaws $199.95. Not at the Home Depot, not at Canadian Tire. Visit your local Steel Dealer for expert advice, on-site service, and Canada's number one selling brand of handheld power equipment. Steel Dealer
Days. Visit Gilmer's Home Hardware Building Center at 177 Toronto Road, Port Hope, for expert steel service.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. And our guest this morning is Bodan Kloufis, owner of Premier Mobility, right out of Grafton.
So, Bodan, before we went to break, you were just talking about some very specific things in regards to the home and things that when you go down this list, I mean, certainly the first four or five we're all familiar with, we've probably all seen or experienced in our own homes, but you've got some other things on there that may not be top of mind. Maybe remind us of some of those items as well that you do.
Thank you, Dave. I talked a little bit about the stairways and I talk about the outside. And one of the least recognized facets of being able to function with different devices in your home is the kitchen. People typically talk about the bathroom. But the kitchen, that's primarily where we spend a lot of our time, whether you're entertaining and everyone likes a good meal. And one of the things about the kitchen is that people don't quite sort of spend a lot of time thinking about is lowering your existing counters and cupboards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can be done. These things all make it accessible. We have the little devices called reachers that you can use to get into mm-hmm. the closets. But certainly lowering...
That's more of a makeshift thing.
Absolutely. It's temporary. So we're talking about longevity here. We're talking about real comfort in your own home where you can be comfortable and you can have a sense of independence. So you're able to actually physically with your own hands reach everything that you have to without assistance of any other things.
So it's not about making... You're trying to take it from the making do to the making right.
Absolutely. Just making people feel it's about quality of life and getting that independence and really having a sense of, yeah, I can do this. One of the other things as we're talking about with cupboards is it's touch and release cupboards. So you lower them, you lower the counters, but touch and release cupboards. You don't necessarily have to have handles on them.
Right.
That is very easy. Then you don't have to grab anything because sometimes people, their dexterity isn't actually the best.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
can just touch it with the palm of their hand or with their fist. And that they can open and close all their cupboards.
And it's a safety thing as well, right?
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's not just about even comfort level or ability. It may be a safety issue.
Big time.
For these folks.
Absolutely.
So, Bodan, is that what technology is that? Is that with magnets then?
Yes,
that
it
touch
is.
And release?
Yes.
Okay, so it's very similar to what we've been using for decades on medicine yeah. cabinets.
Yep. Yes, yeah. All these applications are just put into the comfort of every home. We've kind of been... We've been sort of groomed into thinking that the kitchen is supposed to be this way. But if you really want to be able to, going back to my earlier comment about aging in place and with any limitations that you have, this really does bring home some technology that really wasn't typically available in a typical residential home.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can imagine going into your own home and sitting one of your chairs down and then trying to make toast or get the jam out of the fridge or get a glass down, can you imagine trying to? It's a great way of putting yourself in a position of imagining. These are things you would never even think of, and this is everyday stuff. Just getting up and getting ready to go out in the world. And you just don't have, you can't imagine what a change it would make in your life when you're faced with that.
Right. And you take a step further. You can also have pull-out shelves under the counter. We typically are used to having just the shelves, but you can actually have the shelves actually physically come out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move everything from above the counter to below the counter and have them slide out. That's just, that's something that really
drawers rather than doors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then obviously if some people do prefer to have their cupboards, if they have the dexterity, you can have the lever handles on the cupboards as well below in addition to the pullout. So many, many solutions in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
And in addition to counters where you can also pull up your chair or your walker and you pull up right under the counter right there in the kitchen.
So you can actually reach across the counter.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And how about bathrooms, Baudin?
Absolutely. Bathroom is probably, out of all the things we've talked about, going to be one of the more most important areas of the home that you need to take a look at. Because one of the things that we talk about also, as I can refer to later, we're very happy to be part of the community, talk about different things. And I very happily do fall prevention seminars. Mm. And one of the main things we talk about is safety in the bathroom. And the issue with the bathroom is there's definitely things that you have to be able to do. Is you put grab bars around the showers and the toilet areas, because really, what may happen sometimes is if you can't widen your doorway, you need to be able to get your walker inside, and you have to be able to stay obviously upright. And then as you get into the if you get into the shower, you have to have those grab bars in there. We have what's called suction grab bars as well, depending on what kind of tiling you have mm-hmm. in the bathroom. Those can be very effective, or the ones that you literally just screw into the tiles and you bolt in. Also, what's become very, very popular are the walk-in bathtubs.
Right.
Those are absolutely fabulous, fabulous things that you can have in your toilets. And we've retrofitted many, many apartments and condos and homes with those bathrooms.
So we're talking about the one literally that the door opens up, you go in, you close the door, it's a watertight door, and you literally will be right up chest deep in water again, just like any normal home that doesn't have to be faced with these challenges.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's the technology that's available, you close that door and you're sitting the whole time. So you're never having to stand
they're
up.
They're fantastic. Yeah, I've seen them. They're amazing.
You just slide in there.
Now, a question with those bathtubs. How much can you be immersed in that bathtub? How high will the water level be on you?
As Dave mentioned, you can go right up to your chest. Mm-hmm. They can go up to 4 feet. And truly, it's a customized solution. The vendors with whom we work for those have made them up to 6 feet high.
And you can get them jetted. You can get them, like, you can get all of the neat things that you can find. You can get them so that they're therapeutic and all of that stuff too, with jets and heat and bubblies and all that.
Oh, absolutely. They all you can really customize it. That's the beauty behind it. And the plumbing is very easy to amend to this type of a bathtub.
And they're attractive.
Yes, and you have the handheld shower head that you have that. They come with a non-slip flooring. And hands-free taps as well.
Excellent.
So, going back to my earlier comment about dexterity, you really have to take a look at the person's ability to be able to maneuver inside their own home, and the bathroom is critical.
And Baudin, is the drainage for one of those tubs changed at all? Because I would imagine there could be times when somebody wants out of that tub quickly, and if you have all that water in there, do you do anything with changing drain pipe size?
No, nothing major happens essentially, but the modification to make it a quicker drain is really a quick solution. But yes, the drain, when it comes down to that, the plumbing is absolutely necessary, but they have the wide mouth drains.
Okay.
And it'll go right down very quickly.
So it's something that the manufacturers are looking at then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So we touched a bit on the first segment about talking about bungalows. So say that in the time being, at least, there's a two-story home or any home that doesn't have easy access for the basement. And I'm going to say this, you know, newer homes, because of building codes being what they are, there is a requirement of certain width of doorways, which is really a bigger picture to make sure that anyone that has mobility issues can get in and out. There are requirements for a front door now to be X number of inches, which allows for that. But an older home may not have that. Century homes may not have that. What are the possibilities for these older homes? Do you guys offer solutions? Do you folks offer solutions to make even those homes more accessible for people that are challenged in this way?
Yes, absolutely. We work very closely with the folks that are helping us do the actual amendments to the home. Some things that are available as well are also a very popular way to get into your own home recently is also a porch lift. If you're not comfortable with doing aluminum walkway or a ramping system,
or you might not be able to physically, there may not be
exactly
space.
And that's where you have to really think about all kinds of different solutions. You can put a porch lift in there. Quite often what happens is you can we have thresholds that are available to get through a sliding door if you can't get through the main door, so to speak.
So do you have solutions? Do you have solutions that are both for short term and long term? So let's say, you know, we're dealing with this thing now. We need a solution right now. Would you have different tiering? So you say for a short term solution, because you maybe your family hasn't got everything worked out yet, exactly how we're going to deal this in a long term way. You offer short term and long term solutions for probably most of what you offer?
We do. And to speak to how we chatted earlier about the fact that sometimes these things can happen suddenly. Mm. So sometimes or in the short term.
Makes your head spin.
It's challenging. And I go back to that whole aspect of the what's happening is it's evolving into education. And there's certain things that are available to you. And I just want to touch really quickly on an aspect as well, is that the Ontario government is providing a healthy home renovation tax credit. So going back to the education, many people aren't aware that this program is available. And this is, as a senior 65 years or older in Ontario, you could qualify for a tax credit to help with the cost of making your home safer and more accessible. Hmm. So to what you were saying, you can have short-term solutions that'll get you, you know, a porch lift or a temporary ramp. But longer term, in consultation with a client, we're able to come in and guide people and to say, okay, this is what's going to be happening in the long term. And with the help of this tax credit, the numbers do add up. So what happens is that you can spend up to $10,000 of eligible expenses on your home and then apply for a credit and you will receive 15% of that back. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses all the four things that we talked about. That includes the stairway, the kitchen, the bathroom, and the outside.
Wow.
So there's many things available out there, and the government is providing us with that ability to do that.
Well, if you think about that tax credit, and then you think about if getting this work done to your home prevents you from having to move, the money you would save from not moving, because moving is not cheap. And you love your home, you're familiar with your home, it just sounds like a great option for people that have some mobility issues or disabilities.
Well, going back to that comment, again, aging in place, it's your comfort level. You want to be able to do it in the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually even worked with builders, whether we talked about whether something is sudden. But we're also able to work with builders. Some people go to the extent that they can also put in a private elevator in their home.
Mm.
So these are some of the, and that's covered under that tax credit. So there are many things that are available to you to be able to maximize, and that is per year, by the way.
That's per year. Is
that's
it per
year
per person or per family or
that
home?
Is per family. If you can have a family member living with you, or in your own home.
One of the more interesting things I saw was they actually put basically an elevator lift in the double garage. So it's non-invasive to the outside of the home. It did provide them with a little bit of privacy. And it basically, you just went out through the garage access door, which was about, for the sake of argument, 3 to 4 feet off the ground. And they basically rolled straight out. And then this elevator lift just took it right down to ground level. So it was protected from the weather. It didn't affect the street presence of the home. And it did offer the family a little bit of privacy to be able to get in and out of the vehicles without necessarily being, you know, under the eyes of everyone in the neighborhood. There are times when you may be faced with the choice of the home on whether or not this is the home for you. You referred to a couple that, you know, made the decision to try to do things with their home so they could access the top floor. They could easily, and I'm sure a lot of people have chosen, maybe this just isn't the home for them any longer. When we do come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about maybe making the decision on maybe not so much trying to make you fit into the home, maybe trying to get the home to fit your new family lifestyle. So maybe when we come back, maybe you can help us a little bit with maybe helping to guide some of our listeners on if they are choosing to find a new home or combine families into this new home, on maybe you can give them some advice on how they would make those choices.
You've been listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio.
It's important to know where your food comes from. Shop at the Cobourg Farmers Market and you can be assured it's fresh and you're supporting local agriculture in Northumberland. Since 1839, the Cobourg Farmers Market has been providing a vital community link from farm to fork. At the market, you'll find organic produce, locally raised meat, and more. It's fun for the whole family. The market is open Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. right behind Victoria Hall. Or visit coburgfarmersmarket.ca.
We're all volunteers here at Northumberland 89.7. Interested in getting involved? We have positions on air and behind the scenes. Send us an email, info@northumberland897.ca.
Jim Matthews here. Join me Tuesday evenings. During my show, I play the musical genre known as glam rock. It'll be a toe-tapping ride with boys and a few girls your mother never envisioned to warn you about. Not only do we showcase the 1969 to 1977 glam heyday, a lot of these artists are still with us, and we'll be playing their current projects, including David Bowie, Ian Hunter, and Iggy Pop. So listen Tuesday evenings from 10 till midnight on 89.7, truly local radio.
We're back on Reality Realty. For those of you just joining us, we've got Bodan Clufus, owner of Premier Mobility out of Grafton, of course, serving Northumberland County and beyond. Bodan, your folks at Premier Mobility don't just service the customers' homes. You have a commercial aspect to your business as well, I understand. You were telling me a while back you had an order of 142 hospital beds for an Eastern Ontario hospital. Could you tell us a little bit about that? That was neat.
It was, and it grew out of the consultations that we were doing in people's homes. What we found was, quite often, if someone is requiring a home care bed, which is a sort of a polite term that's used for beds that are required in the home, because hospital bed sounds a little clinical. But what we found was there was a couple of particular clients going back to the comment about finding a true solution. Is that we decided that we were going to, there's the home care beds that were available, the hospital beds did a lot more of them. So what ended up happening was that in some of the workshops that we do in clients' homes, we did an in-service at one of the hospitals with the discharge department. And yes, we ended up working in conjunction with a hospital in Eastern Ontario to come up with a line of beds that could be best used in their facility. So what we did was we actually took components of three or four different beds that were on the market, and we came together using different components, and we came up with a sample of 15 beds that the ministry wanted to have access to and look at. So we compiled components from these different beds, and we put about 15 of them together because they didn't just want to have access to one. And it was quite motivating because we did put all these components together in consultation with past clients that we had. And as it turns out, the administrators of this particular hospital really liked what we saw. So we put them together, we rolled them all out, and it kind of was able to give us a better sampling and a better product than three or four of the other beds combined. So that was exciting. We're rolling those out, and that was a side of the business that we were very pleased with as it rolled out.
Well, it's like all businesses, I'm sure, that when you get into these scenarios that maybe, I wouldn't say take you out of your comfort zone, but maybe expand your abilities, you learn an awful lot from that as well, which you can pass on to the next customer down the line. Let's look at a scenario where as the challenge is facing a family, an individual in their current home, and they've come to the conclusion with these changes in their lives that maybe that home just doesn't fit them well anymore. You know, they're in a two-story or they're in a house where there's several sets of stairs. Even a raised bungalow, you go in and you have stairs going down or going up, and this would certainly face some challenges. If a family actually finds themselves where they've come to the conclusion that this just isn't the home for them, they need to find a home that's best suited to give them that comfort level that you've alluded to many times during the first part of the show here. I've seen homes now that are built specifically for these special needs. They've got lower light switches on the wall. One of the first things that jumped out at me. Wheelchair accessibility for toilets and showers, and we touched on that a little earlier, where you can actually roll the wheelchair right into the shower area, and it's got like a little rubber bumper threshold that will bounce back up to give you the water protection. Very cool. You talked about kitchens with cabinetry that were designed for special mobility needs, roll-up countertops and eating areas, etc. Does your does your company retrofit? Can you retrofit this sort of thing? Is that going beyond your what you do, or do you have associate companies or service providers that would help out a family, or is this something that you can do all through Premier Mobility?
Absolutely, and that just ties into the whole model of what we're trying to do. We're trying to provide a solution for people. And along with some of the education, we go through every nook and cranny of the home. We want to talk about the lifestyles, because you're talking about two parts of the same family, but you're talking about we'll call it the grandparents, and then you're talking about a busy household. You've got two young kids like myself who have all their different activities and want to have their own sense of space. And I sort of lived through this in my own family. That's how all this facet of the business mm-hmm. evolved. Is my mother-in-law did not want to be placed in a long-term care facility. So what ended up having to do was go through, from personal experience, go through the whole home. What do the grandparents want to do? Do they want to eat together in the same kitchen and dining room with everybody, or do they want their own space? So if you have enough room, then you can develop what we call the in-law suite, so to speak. That's a term that's been coined. But as we talk about what everybody wants to accomplish quite often, and yes, we do work with builders and home renovation specialists, that we're very particular about who we work with, because sometimes the kitchen needs to be expanded. People don't have room to use their dining rooms anymore. So mm-hmm. we make those amendments, and we make sure if you want to have a stair lift, well, if you're putting a stair lift up to get to the second floor, you wouldn't have to have enough space to be able to walk up and down with your active family to get up and down the stairs. So there's many amendments that have to be made, but we go through a thorough consultation, and that's not done with one visit. Mm-hmm. You're working with an architect, you're working with the renovation specialists, and you want to stay within code. There are very, very, but it's all doable, and it just makes it comfortable for everybody.
Bodan, you mentioned a stair lift there. There's a number of times I'll be with buyers, we'll go into a home, and there's a stair lift there, and it's going to be left with the home. Is there an actual resale market for this sort of equipment? And if so, is that something you're involved in at all?
We are thoroughly involved in that. Dale, what happens is that this is a very sort of robust part of the market. And many of the stair lifts that are available on the market are very, very cost effective. And that's why when I was talking earlier about that couple just north of here, they were not aware as to how cost-effective it was to get a stairlift. And that is becoming a very growing segment of the market, because if you're consolidating homes, you can take that one stairlift and put it into another home. And what mm-hmm. I actually do is I place pre-owned stairlifts. The way they're made, they're very solid. I can place them in other people's homes, because sometimes they don't have the budgets to be able to sustain it. So the good ones are removal, because they literally sit on top of the stairs, mm-hmm. and all you need is an electrical plug on the bottom of it, because it does work on electric with a recharging battery if the power ever goes out for up to 72 hours.
Wow, well, that's
so
good.
To answer your question, they're very easy removable, and that is a fast-growing segment of the business out there, is you're able to remove them from one home and put them in another. And our technicians are licensed and trained by the manufacturers, and we're able to place them very safely and within code.
And you act as a conduit for both the buyers and the sellers in these situations. So there are you offer solutions that way, even with pre-owned or pre-loved equipment.
Yes, we have access to a significant part of the market. Remember, we're working directly out of people's homes. Or we go into their homes. So we have access to, we go into a lot of homes, and we're, with all due respect to some of the retailers who are out there, they do an amazing job. But our side of the business is we're working in clients' homes. So mm-hmm. we keep a register and ongoing inventory, because sometimes there's people that don't have the budget to do these things. But there's a lot of equipment on the market, quality equipment, that I can place and we can place into other people's homes given on need.
Well, Bodan, I know that we could have a 2-hour show on this if we really wanted to get into each and every aspect of making your home livable when you have mobility and disability issues. But we're near the end of our program. Thank you so much for joining us, and it's some great information that we've really just started out into. Bodan, how could people get in contact with you if they'd like to know more about getting their home livable for mobility and disability issues.
Well, again, thank you so much for having me. This is such an important part of people's lives. I can certainly be reached. There's a couple of ways. If you're savvy on the internet, my kids always joke with me, I'm not as savvy as some of the others, but you can reach me on my website, which is mobilityforall.ca. I'd be happy to, you can look me up there, or I can always be called live at 905-349-3877. And please be reminded of the fact that there's absolutely no obligation. I'd be happy to come and do a complimentary home safety evaluation in your home. Again, no obligation. Come by, give you some tips, and we'd be more than happy to do that.
So don't be afraid to make the call. Well, thank you, Baudin. Baudin is the owner of Premier Mobility here in Grafton, and well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Baudin.
Thank you so much.
Well, Dale, we have one of the hottest weekends of the summer coming up. It's going to be in the 30s, I understand, and the real estate market is into summer mode. So we thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. And for those of you that are having holidays or have holidays planned over the next month or so, please remember that you can listen to Reality Realty on the internet, wherever you are. And if you miss any episodes, you can access our archive of shows on the station website, which is Northumberland89.7.ca/podcasts, and you can look up, of course, any of the shows offered by the station. Certainly there is a spot there for Reality Realty past episodes. If you have any questions or comments or any topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, please feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca, or you can call the radio station at 905-372-2391.
Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage ProLiance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.